these madaris and students that we see in front of us, when they come to the madrasa, it is not just about seeking knowledge and learning, but they stay within a certain environment, a certain mahol, and along with their studies, other activities take place, majalis take place, to boost their spirituality, to give them the correct understanding, and so that they can approach this knowledge and ilm in the correct manner. Because knowledge, just like it can be beneficial for a person, it can also be harmful for a person. And if an alim does not understand the true value of this knowledge, he does not understand his limitations, then instead of bringing benefit to the ummah, he may bring harm to the ummah. Which is why the madrasa is not only a place of imparting or seeking knowledge, it is a place of tarbiyah. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, who today is known as Shaykhul Islam, there is a kitab in which the studying is mentioned regards great ulama of the past and also many who are alive today. Yadgar-e Zamana Shakhsiyat Ka Ahwal-e Mutala'a. Questions were posed to them, asked to them, regards the books they had read, their favorite books, and their seeking of knowledge, what time they like to read books, what type of books they read, etc. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Taqi Uthmani Sahib, one of the most world-renowned scholars today, after this long article, he writes right at the end that if a person wants to gain the true spirit of this knowledge, then along with the books, he has to sit in the company and sohbah of the Ahlullah. He has to maintain the company and sit in the company so that the ruh and spirit of this knowledge can come into this person's life. Hence, this allows a person to then have the correct mindset and ideology. I was just sitting there thinking whilst Mufti Sahib was mentioning about how people will come on their phone, they will present a hadith to Imam Sahib or to Mufti Sahib. I asked you this fatwa, you gave me this answer, but there is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari which says this. I was just thinking that these students who are here today in front of us, they have for the whole year studied 6 books of a hadith, but not one of them will have the courage or would have had the courage in the whole year to deduce one ruling from one hadith. And these are the students. Our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum has been teaching Sahih Bukhari for over 20 years. And if you go to India, Pakistan, you will find Shuyukhul Hadith who have been teaching for 40, 50 years. If you ask them, not even one of them will say to you that I have deduced a mas'ala from so and so hadith. They follow the fuqaha, the ulama of the past, and the deen that has already been that has been compiled in the books, and the method which has already been set out for them. They do not pick up the books of hadith and then try to determine how salah should be read. People come sometimes, youngsters nowadays, you have artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, Google, this, that, and we wish to make our own salah, that I have been learning this salah from whence I was young, but so and so hadith says this, so I should be reading like this. The students of knowledge, who this is their day and night, this is their bread and butter, but even then they do not have the courage to do this. So who are me and you, and what significance do we hold? Ulama across the world, they have always seen it to be in their best interest to follow the knowledge which has already been compiled, which has already been preserved by the Salaf, by the Fuqaha, and this absolves them of the responsibility. Why do we want to take a responsibility on our shoulder which somebody already has? Why do we want to take that risk? So it is very important also as common people that today we hold fast onto the way and tariqah of our Salafus Salihin, our Akabir Ulama'i Deoband, onto their manhaj and their path, and remain connected to those ulama, those institutes which follow the path of our elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, very soon our Hazrat Wala will be arriving. Just before this, as you are aware, that every month on a monthly basis our Tarbiyah Tazkiyah program takes place. This month the program did not take place, it was shifted to facilitate for the Sahih Bukhari Khatam, and next month it will also not be taking place. So this is our last program before the month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan, it has a very close connection with Tazkiyah, because Tazkiyah basically is the acquiring of Taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst mentioning the hikmah and wisdom behind the month of Ramadan, behind fasting, He says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So this month of Ramadan is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to come back onto the path of taqwa. Because human beings as we are weak, we fall prey to nafs, to shaitan, and due to the ill effects of the society around us, we sometimes turn far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His love for His servants and attentiveness towards His servants, He grants us these opportunities year upon year. And not only the month of Ramadan, He sometimes takes us for Umrah, sometimes takes us for Hajj. We come to the masjid, Imam Sahib is doing a bayan, ta'aleem is taking place. We are constantly reminded. These are all opportunities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan is a great opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can reconnect to Him. So those of us who are on the journey of tazkiyah, which we all should be, because this is from our objectives of our life, to purify our hearts, to rid our hearts of debasing qualities, to adorn our heart with taqwa, with piety, with God consciousness, we should try to ensure that we make the most of this month of Ramadan and utilize it to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Hazrat Wala always mentions whenever Ramadan comes that our niyyah intention should be that this Ramadan which is coming is going to be a memorable Ramadan for me. And when I look back later on in my life, I remember this Ramadan, that the year so and so, 2026, 1447, was that Ramadan in which I changed my ways, in which I turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good. And I made a positive change in my life. So this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be gifting us with it soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to reach the month of Ramadan. And then make the most of this month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When the month of Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah are flung open and the doors of Jahannam are closed. One interpretation of this hadith is that when the month of Ramadan comes, then the desire to do good increases within a person's heart and the inclination towards wrong decreases. And this is something which we have all witnessed. We have all witnessed this. We have all gone through many Ramadans and we find this. Yes, sometimes because we have become habituated to sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even despite the shayateen being chained up, we still find ourselves landing in sin. It is just like, you know, if you have a tire or something round and you move it round and then you let go. If you are flicking something, moving something round and you let go, then when you stop, it still moves. When something is moving and you are moving it around and then you stop, it moves on its own. Because you are not moving it, but it carries on moving. If you roll something, you move with it, and then you stop, it will continue to go. So similarly, if a person, he is involved in sin, he is involved in disobedience, you know, because this question comes to our mind, that shaitan's been locked up, so why am I still sinning? The reason is this, because we have become habituated to it. So despite the push from shaitan has stopped, but now we are automatically carrying on. So the way to for us to avoid this is that we stop from now. We are still a month away from the month of Ramadan. So if we stop sinning from now, if we evaluate our lives, if we move away from those things which are wrong, then inshallah, come Ramadan, shaitan will be locked up, our nafs will become weak, we will find ourselves in a more favorable position. And we will find that this will be that Ramadan where there is no sin. Where then we can continue that momentum after the month of Ramadan. So let us make the most of the month of Ramadan. One thing which we should ensure to maximize Ramadan is to lessen our interaction with public, both in person and more than that is virtually. Because today's life, less interaction is done in public, more interaction is done virtually via the phone, social media, apps, etc. They take up so much of our time. So from now, from today, let us make this niyyah intention that we will slowly, slowly start to move away from this. Try to keep ourselves to ourselves, and make some sort of a timetable, some sort of a routine, and inshallah this will ensure that our time is not wasted in the month of Ramadan. It is mentioned regarding Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayh, that when the month of Sha'ban would end, so just before the month of Ramadan, he was a sheikh, he had a khanqa, people would come to spend time in his company to visit him. So before the advent of Ramadan, he would gather all his associates. And then Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Rahmatullah used to say to them that Zindagi rahi to Ramzan ke baad milenge. That if I live, then I will meet you after the month of Ramadan. That does not mean that he went away somewhere and, you know, shut himself off from the public. It meant to say that we will all be here, but I will not be interacting with anyone. Before Ramadan, now, until now, I have spent time with you, I have sat with you, I have spoken to you, etc. But now you will not see me. I will be here, but I am not here. So this is the attitude that we have to adopt. That we are here, but we are not here. And then he would tell his attendant to bring a basket or something of this nature, and then tell him that the whole of Ramadan, any letter that comes, you put it inside here. The whole of Ramadan. Any letter that comes, do not come to show it to me. It is Ramadan, I do not have time to answer any letters, I do not have time to interact with anyone. I want to maximize this month of Ramadan. This is why they became who they became. So we should also try to cut away. And public interaction, like I said, more than that is virtual interaction. Those different type of apps, channels, groups, etc. Let us take an evaluation of our phone, look at those things which are eating up our time. So much of our time, even the month of Ramadan, there's so much going on, this and that. It is all there to distract us from the objective, the true objective of the month of Ramadan. So from today, let us start to lessen this so that we can, inshallah, make the most of this month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, one very important amal, which has a strong connection to the month of Ramadan, is the tilawah of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So in the month of Ramadan, one amal which we should attach ourselves to, and like I said, we can start this from today. Maybe last Ramadan, we attach ourselves to the Quran. The day of Eid came, or maybe a week later, and we started to slowly disattach. So this is the time now for us to reattach ourselves with the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring much barakah and blessings in our life. The Salafus Salihin, they would go to great lengths as far as tilawa of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, it is mentioned that he used to complete 63 khatams in the month of Ramadan. 30 khatams in the day, 30 at night, 60. And every 10 days he would complete one khatam in Taraweeh. 63 completions of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh, it is mentioned regards one of the Salaf, I cannot recall his name, that he would complete. His son said that my father would call us whenever he would finish a Quran. So through this he came to realize. And he said, my father in the month of Ramadan, he would complete 90 khatams of the Quran. Imam Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he would mention regards his grandmother, the mother of Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib, a woman. She had so many other needs to meet to household chores, duties. She would complete 40 khatams and completions of the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So this was their attachment to the Quran, their love of the Quran. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Maulana Mahmud Hassan Deobandi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, it is mentioned that he wasn't Hafiz himself. So in his home, his son, one of the Maharim, would lead the Taraweeh Salah for the women. Within the home, not outside the home, not somewhere in public. So within the home, they would read Taraweeh. So one day, his son was not well. So another person was appointed to lead the Taraweeh Salah. He read the Taraweeh Salah, went home. The women of the family came to Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah and they started to complain that, who did you send to read the Taraweeh Salah? He spoiled our Taraweeh. So Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah asked her, what did he do that he spoiled your Taraweeh? They said, the women of the house, today we, for Taraweeh, we try to find the masjid which has the fastest Taraweeh. And sometimes even the least Taraweeh. That if they pray three para somewhere, somebody reads one, we will go to where there is one. Somewhere it is 1.5 hours. If we can save half an hour, we will go to another masjid where it is 1 hour. Even if it means driving half an hour further from our house. to save time, that time that we are supposed to spend standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Hassan Deobandi rahmatullahi, he says that the women of the house, they said that which type of hafiz did you send? So he said, what did they do? They said he only read 4 juz of the Quran. He only read 4 juz. We are used to reading 7 juz every day. In Taraweeh, women, they were reading behind the hafiz 7 juz on a daily basis. This was their level of attachment, their level of love for the Quran. So inshallah, from today, let us make a niyyah intention, especially those who are connected to our Hazrat. It is part of our ma'mulat, and from one of the very important practices in order to excel in our spirituality is the recitation of the Quran on a daily basis. On a daily basis, this should already be a part of our ma'mul. And if it is not, we are lacking, we have been lacking, then there is no better time than this month of Sha'ban coming up to Ramadan for us to reconnect to the Quran. So let us go home today. If not today, then at least tomorrow, pick up our Quran from Alif Lam Mim or wherever we have stopped and start our recitation. As our Hazrat Wala always mentions, that come, if we start to get into gear before the month of Ramadan, then inshallah when the first of Ramadan comes, we will be in fifth gear already. And we will be able to progress spiritually in leaps and bounds. And if we don't, if we leave it too late, tomorrow, 15 Shaban comes, when this day comes, once I finish this or that, and then I will start, it's possible that the first of Ramadan comes and we are not in gear yet. So we will have to get into first gear, then second gear. It takes time. When a person is disassociated from something, disattached from something, then to get back into motion, it takes time. So it is better that beforehand a person gets into routine. So let us once again reattach ourselves to the recitation of the Quran, and also to the ulama-i kiram through which we can understand the Quran. Because reciting the Quran, this is one responsibility. Understanding the Quran, this is a second responsibility. They both have their own importance. Many a times we take out time to read the Quran, but if we are asked about understanding the Quran, very simple verses, it could even be Surah Fatiha, which we read day in, day out. But you will find so many people who do not even know the translation, let alone the meaning, the translation of Surah Al-Fatiha. When we do not understand the translation, then our tilawa is void of that passion that should be in our tilawa. That passion that should be found in our tilawa, it is not found because we do not understand what we are reading. Not to say that if a person does not understand, then his reading is futile. That notion of having such an understanding, that is also wrong. Some people, they have this perception that if a person does not understand the Quran, then there is no point in reciting. There is no point in reading it. It is a waste of time. This is also a wrong notion. The Quran has its own barakat, has its own blessings. But that does not mean that we neglect trying to understand the Quran. And in order to understand the Quran, like I also mentioned before, it is important that we connect ourselves to the correct ulama. Wherever durus of the Quran are taking place, wherever the Quran is being explained, other classes are taking place. Alhamdulillah, you know, today compared to back in the past, there are so many places where we can gain knowledge from. It is not, you know, masajid have programs, masajid have classes. In the past, going back 20, 30 years ago, they did not exist. So this is an opportunity for us to benefit from these classes, from these opportunities, and connect ourselves to the Quran. It is unfortunate when we see in the masajid, durus are taking place, there is a very small handful of people. Sometimes 5, sometimes 6, sometimes 2, 3. Sometimes they probably sit, some of them, out of sharam, that there is nobody here, so let me sit at least. You know, keep Imam Sahib's izzat and honor. This is a very sad state of affairs. So we have time for so many things. So much of our time is wasted. Before Imam Sahib's dars is finished, we may not even reach home. We may be standing outside, his dars is finished, everyone's come out and we're still there. So we could have spent that time staying in the company of the imam, staying in the company of the masjid and learning something. So one amal that we should hold on to as far as the month of Ramadan is the tilawa of the Quran. Secondly, thirdly, the first, as I mentioned, is detaching ourselves from public. Khalwat, taking time out alone on our own, away from our gadgets, from our mobile phones, from our family members, and so we can solely concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly is the Quran. Thirdly is dua. Dua also has a very strong attachment with the month of Ramadan. It is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, ثَلَاثُ دَعْوَاتٍ مُسْتَجَابَاتٌ لَا شَكَّ فِيهِنَّ. There are three du'as which are readily accepted, and in the acceptance of which there is no doubt. One of them is that الصَّائِمُ حِينَ يُفْتِرُ. The person who is fasting, when he breaks his fast, his dua is accepted. So dua is an amal which has a very strong connection with the month of Ramadan. Within these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about storm, etc., he also mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٍ. So we should hold on to dua in the month of Ramadan. And Abu Hazrat Wala often mentions that in the month of Ramadan in particular, whenever we do any good amal, then we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the completion of this amal, as it is the time of acceptance. And lastly, those of us who are connected to Hazrat spiritually, we should also try to come and attend the i'tikaf. The i'tikaf, it is i'tikaf is sunnah, and being in the company of our Shaykh, we are in i'tikaf, we are also in the khanqah, so where our spiritual tarbiyah will be taking place, and we will be able to progress in our objective, which is tazkiyah, which is the objective of Ramadan. So i'tikaf is the ideal opportunity for us to acquire taqwa, to follow this path and progress in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to value this coming month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of blessing for us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to use the light this month to come closer to Him. Ameen.